What's going on, guys? Welcome back. Droid Life Show. It's episode 233. It is Friday, May 15th. I'm your host, Cal. We'll be Tim. Tim, say hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Tim here.
Good to be back. Lots of stuff to talk about this week. New phone. Phone in the building. New phone. From a manufacturer I haven't held in a while. Pixel stuff. Pixel 4 launch disaster stories that are, you know, fun. We reviewed these. Android 11 beta news on the way. Pixel 4a rumors that we love to hear. YouTube music news that we love to, well, actually, I don't know about that, if we love that news. Lots of stuff, though. So lots of big topics to run through. Also on the show, trivia back, as always. This week's trivia, folks at Nimble make fine accessories from chargers to cables, all that good stuff, have provided us with a little package of goodies that we're going to give everyone. So we're talking fast chargers, some cables, power banks, a wireless charger. So plenty of goods to be had in trivia. If you're new around here, we do trivia at the end of every show where we give everyone prizes. Well, five people prizes who answer five questions correctly, sort of thing. Also, shout out again to the homies at eWin. I'm like moving way too far away from the mic now. Supplied us the chairs for the show that we'll probably be sitting in for the foreseeable future. Gaming chairs, very comfortable. Look, I know we're not gaming, but we sit in these chairs a lot all day, every day. So eWin supplied us with fabulous chairs. If you want to get, I believe it's 20% off, use code DROIDLIFE at checkout if you want to see what the chairs are all about. Tim's actually done a review of his eWin chair, so if you want to know more.
Yeah, and I sit in mine a lot, probably more than you, because I play Call of Duty every night. I mean, just grinding and poning noobs. And it's a fantastic chair. I've been really enjoying it. So,
yeah, I mean, mine's as comfortable as I could hope a chair could be at this point. I feel like it's softened up as I've sat in it.
It has. Yeah, especially the butt portion. Portion has definitely gotten broken in a bit.
So anyway, Ewan, thanks for the chairs. 20% off Droid Life checkout. All right. So topics. There's actually quite a few. And I know we took last week off. We're kind of in this phase of news where it's tough to run a show every single week. So I hope you guys are okay with us kind of coming at you every other week. But there's quite a bit of big stuff going on at the moment. Before we get there, Sarah Washington just dropped $5. Just can't really watch live today, but y'all are awesome. Shout out to y'all. Show chat. Miss you guys. Miss you as well, Sarah. Thanks for the donation.
Thank you, Sarah. You're awesome.
Yeah. Sarah's a long time listener, viewer of the show. Appreciate the $5. So anyway, big topics. Motorola launched their Edge Plus phone. So if you didn't know what this was when I held it up, this is Motorola's new Edge Plus phone. It is their first flagship level phone in what, two years. They launched the Moto Z3 and Z4, which they kind of sold as their highest tier. But neither of those phones, like they launched with like the last year's processor, the cameras weren't great, all that stuff. So they kind of took a 2 year break and launched a bunch of G series phones and all that stuff. This is the return. So fully specced out phone, $1,000 phone. It's the return, if you will. So we've got one. Before I dive into this though, Phone Buzz podcast crew dropped $5 as well, donating to Tim's noob poning fund. Do you need to get paid to play Call of Duty? Is that what's going on here?
Well, everyone else seems to get paid to play Call of Duty. So why not me? Why not me, dude?
Does seem to get paid. Thanks.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks guys for the donation. All right. So let's talk about this though. I've had the phone for a day. It is $1,000. It is only available at Verizon. It comes in two colors. They're calling this gray, but let's be honest, it's blue. It's blue. There's also a sangria color, which is purple. So we have purple and blue phones. I went with the blue. The sangria looks fine. Don't get me wrong, but you know, I've had enough Samsung purple phones. I'm kind of over the purple phone thing. This one though, I mean, it's pretty hot, right? It's a good color.
Yeah, it's nice. It's better than the sangria. Like the sangria name itself is stupid. Like that's a bad name.
So let's see. Specs wise, we've talked about this. Snapdragon 865, 5G, 256 gig storage. That's UFS 3.0, 12 gig LPDDR5 RAM, 5,000 milliamp hour battery. Has a headphone jack.
What? I did not know that.
Has a headphone jack right up to. I don't know what to do with it. Like, there's a headphone jack. I'm not sure what.
Yeah. What do you put in there?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Is that where the stylus goes?
Maybe. I could probably stick a stylus in there, see what happens. In all seriousness, I haven't used wired headphones in a really long time. So that's kind of why I'm joking about that. Like, the headphone jack died. So when somebody brings it back, not that I don't appreciate that. I'm sure there are lots of people that do. I just personally have moved so into wireless audio that, I mean, I have headphones I can plug in. There's like a pair right here, but these ones I'm using, but anyway, so what else did you know? It's running Android 10 with Motorola's skin on it, which isn't much of a skin. They basically just use stock Android, and they kind of tweak some things, and they include their Moto software, so you can see like the Moto display. It's not an always-on display. It's a Moto, so if you touch it, wiggle it, it kind of recognizes. You know, the old twist to launch the camera? That's a thing. The chop. Chop for flashlight.
What?
Gotta love the chop. One weird thing to note is probably because of the stabilization in the camera is when you do some of those, you can hear like the camera kind of bumping and moving. It must be the main sensor. It's probably big enough in the stabilization there. Like, you can actually hear it kind of go tink, tink, like clunk a little bit. It's kind of weird. Let's see. So Android 10 had an update out of the box that fixed critical bugs or something. One of the big things that Motorola caught some deserved flack for out of the gate was when they announced this phone, they said, yeah, we're only guaranteeing one version update. That meant to Android 11, and everyone said, dude, your phone is a $1,000 phone. You have to provide more than one major version update. And so they caved. I don't think there's anywhere else to put that than Motorola caved. They caved on the Razr as well. So the Razr finally just got Android 10 this week. Android 10 this week, $1,500 foldable that launched months and months ago, finally got Android 10. They've also committed, I think, to a second version update for that. And they said at least two for this. I hate to say that I remain skeptical there. Like, Motorola could say, yeah, we're going to do at least two. And then this will get on Android 11. And then it should then get Android 12. Do we think there's any chance in hell against Android 13? I would say no. I will be surprised if they deliver Android 12, and I guess that maybe I should say Android 12 in a reasonable amount of time. So anyway, they've committed to two, at least two. The camera, 108 megapixel setup there, just like Samsung did. There's also an ultra wide that does macros, and then an 8 megapixel telephoto. It's got a big curved display, like really, really curved. I know you can't camera. It is the most curved-ish waterfallen thing I've seen to date. Like, OnePlus 8 Pro has a curved display. Samsung's phone have curved. This thing, I mean, it actually does wrap around the entire edge. It's kind of nuts. Thankfully, you could turn it off via software. So basically in all apps, I've forced this phone to turn off its waterfall display. So I almost get no waterfall experience whatsoever, which is great because the waterfall on this thing is it's kind of obnoxious, like when you use the gestures and swipe from the edge. Like, think about swiping from all the way around. So anyway, you can turn that off a little bit. What else? My first impressions. It's a pretty nice phone. So far, I don't really have a lot of negative things to say. Again, I've only had it for a day. It's heavy, so keep that in mind. It's like 206 grams or something. I think that's heavier than the OnePlus 8 Pro, which is stupidly heavy. It's big and tall. It's not so wide that it's tough to use. It's just tall and heavy. The waterfall display I've dealt with because I turned it off. The performance is really good on it. It's really buttery smooth, flies around. The display, while curved and annoying, is really good. I know some people are going to be annoyed that it's only full HD and 90 hertz and not quad HD and 120 hertz. The display looks great. Doesn't get quite dark enough at night. Fine. The refresh rate's fine at 90. So far, I think I really like it. I don't have any reactions to the camera yet. I'm obviously still stuck at home like everyone, and taking pictures doesn't happen that often except from inside my house, which is boring. So, I, you know, I like it so far. It's just too big. It's probably not going to be a phone I would use for a long time just because it's so freaking huge and heavy, but I could see some people getting into this. I know people have said like it's DOA, no one's going to buy this, all that. I think it seems like a really good phone. But, you know, it's only on Verizon and it's $1,000.
I'm not paying $1,000 when I could pay that and get a Samsung device. There's just no way I'm getting the Motorola. I can't think of a time I would get the Motorola over a Galaxy, period.
Yeah, if you walk into a store and this is sitting right next to the Galaxy S20 Plus, are you picking this over the S20 Plus?
I can't say I would.
I mean, I'll be interested to see what the cameras can push out. Maybe the cameras will be really great. I don't know that. I mean, the regular Galaxy S20 I have, not. I mean, it's the same camera that's in the Plus. I don't love that camera. So if this is better than that camera or equal, I don't know, dude. It's like Samsung provides 4 years of security updates and at least 2 version updates, right? With these guys, we get like bi-monthly, quarterly security updates. I mean, they might do better than that to start. And at least, you know, the software thing is a little bit worrisome. But so far, I think it's really nice. I don't really have a bunch of negative stuff to say about it. But yeah, I still don't know. If there's $2,000 phones sitting next to each other, one's from Samsung, one's from Motorola, that's tough.
Yeah, as Andy says, would you get the iPhone over that one? Yeah. I would get the iPhone over the Moto Edge, just saying, because at least I know that the iPhone is going to get updates for 4 or 5 years. And you know, I think it would just be a better experience. Sorry, Moto.
No, I would not buy the iPhone over it. But yeah, sure.
Yes, you would.
I would not buy an iPhone. That's the thing.
Yes, you would. Like, I think if it came down to it, if you had to choose Edge Plus or iPhone, I think you would get the iPhone. I honestly think that. I can be wrong, but pretty sure I'm right.
It's actually an interesting idea. Like, if there was 2 phones left in the world and you had to choose the iPhone 11 Pro or whatever the hell it's called, or this, which would you choose?
You get iPhone because you know it has a solid camera. Like, it's going to get updates. I know you hate the software and stuff, but like, dude, I'm fine with iMessage, whatever. Like, at least I get all that stuff, dude. You're spending $1,000.
You might be right. You might be right. If you put it that way, maybe.
I mean, if you're curious what's the better phone, I mean, it's got to be the iPhone.
It's such a weird spot to be in that you say that. Like, yeah, what's the better phone in general? And even though I've never used the iPhone 11 Pro, I'm just kind of assuming it's probably that. That doesn't say much for Android, I guess, is where we're going there.
I think it says a lot about Motorola more so, right? Because, I mean, if it's a Samsung, then I get the Samsung. Yeah, but it's like the Motorola stuff. Like, exactly. I can't trust Motorola right now. Where have they been? I mean, they've been putting out $1,500 flip phones that are like trash. So yeah.
That's probably a lot of it. It's probably the current state of Motorola. If they release 2 or 3 years in a row of this phone and it's excellent, then maybe that conversation's different. That's interesting.
Flossarelli says Motorola Edge Plus versus the OnePlus 8 Pro. I mean, I go with the OnePlus 8 Pro like every day of the week.
I would. And even using this for one day, I would go with an 8 Pro because I know the 8 Pro is going to have better software support. Camera is probably better. The performance, I mean, the display is better on the 8 Pro. You spend $100 less and you can use it on every carrier. You're not just locked to ride. I mean, if you're comparing those two, sure, it doesn't have a headphone jack. Who gives a shit? It has faster wireless charging. The 8 Pro probably every time.
Ouch. All right. Edge Plus. Welcome back, Motorola. I know.
But see, that's the thing. Like, it's hard. Like, I'm not saying this is a bad phone. I'm just saying they're competing. Right. Where they're competing is really tough. When OnePlus just released arguably the best phone you can buy right now. I mean, the 8 Pro, I would buy an 8 Pro over any of the S20 phones. Over, of course, Google's phones.
Ooh. Well, I mean, I could buy 2 8 Pros almost for the price of an Ultra.
That's true.
But I still want an Ultra. Like, the Ultra is just so good. I don't know. But I haven't tried an 8 Pro, but I know the S20 Ultra is okay, so I would go for the S20 Ultra. But
yes, Kellen, you buy. All right, I would probably buy the iPhone. All right. people keep asking about the speakers. To be honest, I have not had a chance to test speakers. I know Motorola said they're the loudest, best speakers ever put in a phone. I honestly do not know. I have not.
HTC used to say that. Yeah. Then look what happened to them.
Boom sound. A couple donations just rolled in. Gagnon. That's super French, I believe, and I don't know if I said that right at all. $1.39 Canadian. Appreciate the dono. And Richard Ratner just dropped 10 pounds. Says funds for Kellen's new iPhone 11. Yeah. I do need a lot of those for if I'm buying an iPhone 11 Pro.
Good one, Richard.
So anyway, I have a Moto Edge Plus. I will, we'll have a review up shortly. You know, I got to send this thing back as quickly as possible so I don't get charged $1,000 for it. So, you know, we'll have that review up before long, probably like end of next week. We'll see how long it takes before I get frustrated. So far though, look, I'm not trying to rag on this phone. I actually think it's a really nice phone. I like the display. It looks great. Performance is really, really good. Battery life, I think, is going to be stupid good on this phone. I am at like, so right now, let's see, I'm at 88% since I woke up. Of course, they hide the display screen on. So I'm an hour and 15 minutes screen on time, down 12%. I mean, I don't know. You do a little math there. We're, 6 hours screen on time before I have to worry, possibly?
Oh, bad.
Around there. That's pretty damn good for me. So I think battery life would be great. We'll have a lot more. I'll have some more videos and stuff. It'll be fun. Moto Edge Plus. Should we talk about the Pixel 4 story from this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's depressing, but yeah, let's do it. So we saw this coming.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. So Pixel 4 story this week. So the information put out quite the story about everything surrounding the Pixel 4. So you guys all know the Pixel 4 did not sell well. I think Google's already said like Pixel sales, not great. Year over year or last quarter or whatever. I think they said that at their last earnings call. So Pixel 4 was a not great phone, the small one, because battery life was horrendous. Otherwise, the phone is okay. Pixel 4 XL, I think you and I both mostly like the Pixel 4 XL. I don't have any issues with that phone necessarily. I think we argued initially like they were slightly overpriced, and now you can get them for like $300 off. So now they're a pretty good buy. But the regular Pixel 4, not good. Either way, so the information story kind of dates back a little bit to just prior to launch. Apparently, Rick Osterloh, who's the head of Google's hardware division, sat down for like an all hands meeting with the team and said, I don't really love these phones. This is right before they've announced them, right? Apparently says like, I don't really love these phones. I got some issues specifically in the battery department. Which of course turns out to be the worst part about it, and probably what killed these phones from anyone liking them. I mean, even the regular XL doesn't have great battery life. I mean, it'll get you through a day, but you know, if you push it, I don't know that it's even doing that. The 4 was a disaster of a phone. So he apparently says like, I don't really like these, disappointed in the battery, that sort of thing. That brings up a couple of thoughts. First of all, Rick, it's your team. How are you just now saying right before launch, the battery life sucks and there's some other things I don't like here? Shouldn't we have ironed this stuff out, you would think, months ago? I mean, it's not like Google's phones are whipped up in like a month, you know, and Rick just goes, well, let's ship it. Like, these things leak typically 6 months ahead of time. We know everything. Like, I don't, kind of weird.
Rick, you're fired. I mean, if I'm in charge of Google, first of all, I don't put Rick Osterloh in charge of anything if I run a company. No offense to Rick. I just don't think he has a proven track record in this field. So what was he with Motorola beforehand?
He was with Motorola. I believe he was with Google, and then they bought Motorola.
They put him in charge of something there.
Yeah. So once like they started sort of like departing from Moto and Woodside left, Osterloh kind of took over, and they stayed with Motorola when they were sold to Lenovo as part of like the transition and stuff like that, and led them for a little while. And then once, I'm sure he had a contract, I'm sure once it was done, he just pieced back over to Google, and then they put him in charge of their hardware. But yeah, I don't know what he was doing initially, but with Motorola, I don't know that we could say there was a bunch of success there under Austrillo. He seems like a nice guy, though. And he can, you know, he dances on stage and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really know, I feel like, the background with concerning where Rick came in with regards to how far along Pixel 4 development was. So, I mean, how much... Yeah, I mean, if he's there for the whole time, then the whole thing's got to be on him. And I don't want what LG does, where it's musical chairs, right? If there's a failure, they just change out their whoever's in charge of their mobile business, and then there's no real cohesive thing going on. So Rick, I'll give you one more shot.
Which is what he was brought in for, right? He was brought in to sort of make it all feel. I believe he's been there for at least two launches now, so he should have been there for the entire Pixel 4 cycle.
And the Pixel 3 XL, what do you with that notch thing? Like, what are you guys doing over there? So I don't know. I mean, if it seemed a little too late to change anything, whatever problems he had with the phone. I mean, obviously, it's just real. I don't know, man. Juan says Pixel 4a gonna be trash. Like, no, I mean, we gotta have some hope, right?
Fine, yeah. 3a was a good phone. So anyway, the story. I should point out that nobody from Google would speak on the record about this. The information asked and nobody would. So we're going off the reporting, right? Apparently Rick said, I'm disappointed, whatever. Then they launched the phones. I guess I should say just before they launched the phones. What is his name? It's Marco Quiros. Yeah, Mario Kiro. Sorry. Mario's been the head of, or he was the general manager of the Pixel line, basically. And he's done a bunch of stuff. I believe all the way back from early Google TV to Chromecast to Google Homes. Mario's the guy that introduced the first Google Home. You guys have seen Mario a bunch. He was there for, apparently he, right around the launch of the Pixel 4, left. And he kind of got reassigned under some special project under Sundar, I believe. And then at the beginning of the year, he just left the company somewhere else now. So that all happened and there was no real announcement there. And Mario had been there 4 years running Pixel and possibly even before. So he leaves right at the launch, basically. So Austrillo says, I'm disappointed in this. Mario gone. The phone launches sells, according to at least IDC count, 2 million phones in the first quarter. 2 million Pixel 4 units in the first quarter. They estimate that the 3A did 3 million in the first quarter and that the 3 did 3.5 million in its first quarter. And the 3 was a bust. I mean, Google had to admit then when the 3 launched that it didn't sell. So if we're under 1.5 million under what the Pixel 3, this is an absolute disaster, right? In terms of sales, everything for Google's fourth year of the Pixel line. To make matters worse, then last month, Mark Lavoie, the dude who is everyone gives him sole credit for the Pixel line having the best smartphone camera, leaves. He's like, I'm out. I mean, we don't again know the story. He wouldn't comment. Nobody would comment for the story. Mark Lavoie is out. He just pieces out. He's just done. He's a Stanford guy, and they brought him in to be this. He's a computational photography like guru, basically, from Stanford. Took over as like a special engineer with Google, and he basically just headed up the Pixel photography stuff. He was in charge of, or gets credit for, HDR Plus, Night Sight, Tim's astrophotography, all that stuff. Like, this is what he did. He at the Pixel 4 event, the dude was on stage. It was an hour long presentation. He was on stage for like 11 minutes of it, longer than anyone, I believe, talking about the camera. So he's the camera guy. He now has left. So to recap, just before launch, head of hardware says these phones suck. The Pixel lead guy then leaves. And then months later, after they only sell 2 million, the camera guru out. So it's not sounding good. Damn, for the Pixel line of phones at this point. We know a 4A is coming any day. We're sure there's a 5 that is apparently ditching the sort of top tier status with the latest Snapdragon. They've dropped it down to a lower Snapdragon. It'll have 5G. But are we worried? Is Is the end near? Yes. Or are we just going to restack the team and just keep on a fighting?
Could be a rebuild year. I mean, yeah, if you look at it like a sports team, you know, it depends. Like, we aren't even sure of Google's commitment to making phones at this point. You know, if it's not making money, then what's the point? They still have Android, the most popular, the most widely used OS in the world. Yeah. So, you know, I don't think that's going anywhere, but why not bring the Nexus program back, man? Things kind of start.
Pixel, yeah.
Dude, I almost give up on Pixel and just say, hey, do you OEMs want to bid on making hardware again? Like, I don't know. Or are they all pissed because, you know, Google decided to do this Pixel thing? I have no idea.
Well, the other thing to consider there is everyone's failing. So I don't know if they want to put resources into making phones for Google, but I don't know.
Yeah. I guess you just have Samsung do everything. They seem to be the only company doing anything now, which is like, sure. OnePlus. I kind of forget about OnePlus. They're still little, like compared to Samsung.
Yeah, talk about them like they're a big deal, but in the grand scheme of things, OnePlus is still very
little. No one's ever heard of OnePlus. Let's keep it real. So, Philosopherly says, Tim, Google isn't building phones to make truckloads of money. Google phones are simply vehicles to get more people to use Google services. Uh-huh. So I think it's both, right? If they could make money, if they're losing money, whether it be to get people to sign up for Google services and invested in the ecosystem, they're in the business of making money. I mean, they're a publicly traded company, and so they got stockholders to please. And if you're losing a bunch of money on something, then you're just going to stop doing it. So I don't think that it's not purely about truckloads of money for Google. I think that's pretty much the grand scheme is truckloads of money.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. When they made Nexus phones, the idea was to show off Android, push some of their services, and really just highlight new innovations on the platform. When they launched Pixel, I'm pretty sure when Osterloh, because he actually might have been there for the original one, he said, like, we're in the phone hard. Like, he said, we are taking it serious. Like, that's why the first ones were priced $650, $750, and then they went up to $900 or whatever for the Pixel 2, and they've stayed premium price. Like, they're trying to hit margins just like everyone is. They want to sell millions and millions and millions of these things. So I don't actually agree with that. They've said that like, we sell hardware. We are now also a hardware company, and they're just failing at it is what it comes down to. Like, they're not just trying to push some of their services. In the end, the goal is to sell millions and millions of these things so that, yes, you are using their services for sure. But they want to sell 50 million a quarter just like Samsung and Apple do. And they just have massively failed so far to do that.
Yeah.
It's Pixel 5. Is this the last one?
The end is nigh. I mean, it's got to be, right? Unless the Pixel 5 somehow turns it around, but I don't see that being the case, which is real depressing, right? I mean, like, how do you... It's only been 2 years. You go from the Pixel 2 XL, which has been the pinnacle of the Pixel line, and then it was the Pixel 3 that was really like this pivotal to the darkness, to the dark days, the bad times, with that freaking notch, the hardware...
That's hurt it at all, didn't it?
When does the camera, like that tangible thing, right? The camera being so good. As soon as the camera starts getting bad, knowing Google, any type of work that this individual did concerning the camera and any patents or whatever, the technology that makes it so good, I assume Google keeps that. That's just the way they roll. But, you know, if he's gone, you know, do we see a decline in camera quality? And if that's the case, then like the Pixel loses its main marquee feature, which is good cameras.
Not the only reason, but sort of.
It's got to be high up there, right? I mean, it's got to be. So, I mean, it's not good.
I'm telling you right now, the headlines have already been written by 90% of the media for the Pixel 5, and that is... Camera guru leaves and it disappoints. Even if it's this almost the same setup and it's still a good camera, there's somebody's already pre-written the headline that it's failed because the camera guru, like, it's lazy as hell, but I'm telling you, like, somebody's already, it's in the mind and they're just waiting for them to release the Pixel 5. Somebody might even be dumb enough to save for the Pixel 4a. Somebody's gonna go, well, the camera guru left, so this Pixel 4a, that's why the camera isn't as good as the iPhone SE or whatever they're gonna say. And it's like, this phone has been done for like 2 months and the dude just left. You don't think he, anyway. Just saying, expect it, and we will laugh at all the people that write that.
Yeah, someone in one of the Caribbean island, I mean, they got the phone. I mean, they've been just slowly leaking bits and pieces. I mean, the phone is out. Yeah. So
they should have released it like a day ago, I think.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it was supposed to be I.O.
May 14th, this week, right?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be I.O. this week. So,
dude, and the whole pushing it thing, like, it couldn't have come at a worse time, right? To where we question everything like this. Like, and it's all because there's not a lot of transparency going on due to COVID. So it sucks, man.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about, like, I think the Pixel 5 might show that Google has given up $900 phones, which I hope they have, where they've gone with a slightly lesser chipset or whatever. I think it might be smart because they failed so massively at the top tier range, that competition. Like, if we're losing millions of sales at launch from each phone to the next now, I think it's time to probably change. We're 4 years into this experience. So if the 5 has changed it, like, maybe they decided, like, we just can't do this anymore. Let's find a new area to survive in. And so we have the cheap Pixel 4a, Pixel 3a. And if they release a Pixel 5 at like 600 to 700, as long as the camera's great, which we don't know anymore now, but 600 to 700, you're $300 under all these. So I think there's a spot now, like, because phones have gotten so expensive, there's like a sweet spot. It's kind of why we were looking forward to LG's Velvet for about 2 minutes, because we thought it was going to slide into this sweet spot where you were going to get quite a bit of phone for $300-$400 less than everyone else. So if Google can fill that, they might still have a chance. But I think, like, that looking at this, I don't know how you just go still on course, because the course is not headed in the right direction, that's for sure.
No. I think they're screwed for at least the next year or so. We'll see.
But let's talk Pixel 4a though.
Oh, okay.
So Pixel 4a rumor this week, Stephen Hall from 9to5 Google sent out a tweet that said he believes the Pixel 4a will be released whenever it's released. We actually think it might be June. I'll talk about that in a second. For $349. Remember, the previous rumor was $399 for the Pixel 4a, mostly because, well, there was, I think Evan Blass posted like some images that said like starting at $399. So we thought $399, also that matched last year's 3a, $399. Anyway, Steven said $349 is what he's hearing now. And not only $349, 128 gig base storage. So we thought initially $399, 64 gig. Now we're thinking $349, 128. The wallpapers from this phone have already leaked. They're wild, but, you know, they're fun enough. And yes, as Tim said, there's a, where is this? Who has the phone? Where are they located? I forgot. The 4A. Who has the 4A right now that keeps posting all the, oh, it's in Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so somebody in Cuba has the phone and they've leaked everything, and they're posting it all through XDA. They've done like performance tests and benchmarks. I think today they ran battery tests. They did a camera review. So the phone will be fully reviewed out of Cuba before we ever get to launch. So we think might be June. And the reason we think it might be June is, as you mentioned, there's a German retailer who thought May, updated their listing to show June. And it just so happens that in June is when Google's going to release the Android 11 beta. So it'd be kind of a good time for them to possibly release the new phone. Not that it'll run Android 11, but the timing makes sense there, just because they're hosting an event and they've teased like some stuff's going to happen at that event. So anyway, $349, 128 gig. Since everyone compares this thing to the iPhone SE, the iPhone SE is $399 with 64 gig. So we're $50 cheaper, double the storage. I know it doesn't have an A13 Bionic, Tim, or 5 years of updates or whatever we're so excited about. But that would be an incredible value, $349, 128.
Yeah, the Pixel 4a just destroyed the iPhone SE, and it hasn't even been released yet. Like, I mean,
I'm tempted to write it today. I'm so tempted to write it today.
If it really does come out at $349, I don't know who isn't picking up this phone. We know the camera's going to be good because we've seen camera samples. It's got the astrophotography. It looks great.
All that.
I mean, it's got what you want. It doesn't have the Soli stuff, thank God. I mean, like, This is probably going to be a dope little phone. Sure, it's plastic, but like, who cares, dude? I love plastic phones.
Like,
plastic
holding phones, this giant heavy metal and glass thing. Oh, totally. Plastic phones are so wonderful.
$349, like, you want to talk about sweet spots. Like, that just sounds so good. And especially during a global pandemic, when, like, you know, 20% of the American workforce is, like, not working, it's awesome. So, $349, man. Get that.
Could be an excellent buy. So we'll see. $349 would be pretty cool. June is a couple weeks away. It's just so weird. This phone should have been in our hands like a week ago, I feel like. Or at least really this week. It's very weird. So yeah, stay tuned till June.
It's gonna be a big deal. So interestingly, someone says took them years to put out a starting 128 gig variant. So this is actually because Google has so many 128 gig storage modules left from the Pixel 4a because those haven't sold at all. So they're gonna start breaking those phones down, putting little plastic bodies on them, and calling them the Pixel 4a. The Pixel 4 being a complete failure is probably the best thing that ever happened to the A series, because now we got tons of leftover parts, and we're just going to slap those into the Pixel 4a. I mean, this is great. So thank you, failure Pixel 4, 128 gig models. This is awesome. It is like, it's an impulse buy. Like as Flossarelli says, like, I mean, that's a good price for a phone from Google. And the 3a was really good, even though I never held it, but I'm sure it was awesome. I'm looking forward to the 4A.
Yeah, it's funny. Like we go, what a great price, 350, 128 gig. I'm pretty sure the last three Motorola One phones were about 350 with 128 gig storage. That's why it was so awful that Google wanted to release phones with 64 gig, because Motorola has been releasing Motorola One phones that are essentially in this exact category at 350, anywhere from 300 to 400 with 128 gig. So they kind of had to. It's weird, like you and I don't talk a lot about Motorola One phones because we don't do a bunch of mid-range stuff. But their phones have been the kind of sweet spot, which I think is why they've sold quite a few in that mid-range. So anyway, if Google does it, they'll match them. But it'll be exciting. That's
I'm super.
Because last year the 3A 399 was an easy recommendation, I think, at 349. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of June and Android 11, so Google did announce last week that Android 11 beta is finally coming. It's coming in June, and there's a special launch special, and they're going to talk about new features and stuff like that. Hopefully, they show maybe some of the innovations we'll see up front in Android 11, which is hard to say because now they kind of save all the cool new features for their Pixel stuff, so I don't actually know if we'll get new things. But they did say they're going to unveil new features packed inside the next release. And they've given us developer previews, and so we've seen that stuff. They kind of made it sound like there's actual new stuff they'll announce. We shall see. We got a developer preview 4 last week as the last sort of developer preview, and then we'll get beta on June 3rd. So they're going to host a live event, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. You can watch it. We'll watch it with you. It'll be good times. Hopefully they give us the Pixel 4a at that time. But anyway, mark that on your calendars. June 3rd, 8 a.m. Pacific.
I marked it down.
Yeah, and then if you own anything from a Pixel 2 up through the Pixel 4, you'll be able to just get the Android beta. Just click the little enroll button, and it'll just send it to you over the air. You don't have to flash images and all that crap like I've been doing for 4 previews now.
What a bum.
The bum is right.
Nerd.
They also adjusted the Android 11 release schedule because of this, and mostly because of COVID-related reasons. Times have just kind of been pushed. So beta release was supposed to start in May. Now it's June. So that first one is June. We'll get at least 3 beta releases between July and sometime in Q3, and then the final release will be sometime in Q3. The last couple of Android build releases were in August, I believe. Well, actually, no, I think last year it slipped till the first week of September. Before that, it was August, so September, I would assume, for Android 11. Although, I guess it could be early October, and then maybe they'll release Pixel 5 with it. I don't know. Maybe. It'd be kind of nice, actually, if they got back to that, releasing software and hardware at the same time. It's always fun.
That would be kind of cool.
Would be. Like, they'd go beta on June and release the Pixel 4a and go, here, flash the beta on here. It's one of the first phones that could get Android 11 or something fun like that. And then
hey, there you go.
And then they released a Pixel 5 and Android 11 at the same time and go, it's the first to launch with Android 11. Like, those are fun things, right?
Yeah. I wonder where the inventory of 4A is right now. Like, is it just sitting in a cargo dock or whatever? Like, yeah, I mean, I guess it's in Cuba.
It's definitely, but like, I mean,
the phones are done. We've seen the retail packaging. Like, yeah, it's all somewhere. Yeah.
We have seen the retail
packaging. I don't know where they were made. Taiwan, maybe, or Indonesia. I just don't know, but it's somewhere. We got to find it.
Get on a plane. No, I'm not getting on a plane.
I'm not getting on a plane either. If someone is in, you know, that area, please start doing some digging. We want to know.
All right. So related Google news, I did drop my review of these little guys, the old Pixel Buds. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I really like these. They are the buds I will be using going forward. I still like the Galaxy Buds. These just happen to fit my ear better. I think the Galaxy Buds have a little bit more oomph in the sound, more punch there, but they get a better seal, which I think is why. Whereas these still sound good, but they don't feel like they're stuffed in your ear quite so much.
Totally.
Which I appreciate. So these sound good. So
and they cost too much.
They're really expensive. 180?
Yeah, $180, dude. You're not spending that on freaking wireless buds. Yeah.
I mean, you should probably wait till you get discounts.
Black Friday is coming. They'll be $100.
Wait for discounts unless you just have a lot of money or a stimulus to blow on things like this. But I like them. I'll use these going forward. If you have Galaxy Buds, there's no reason to upgrade to these, I don't really think. Battery life's been fine. They sound fine. There's enough bass, trust me. The connections and pairing and all that stuff's been great. Charging's fast. A lot of good stuff to say. If you want other colors, Google still said it's going to be months. So, anyway, Pixel Buds. Good job, Google. Good job, Google.
Yeah, Google, someone asked, Stephen or Stefan, why are they so expensive? Google has no idea what to charge for hardware. I mean, they lowered the home hub down to 90, the Nest hub down to $90 now. These freaking earbuds are 180. Like, what? I mean, if you think about, like, what does what? Like, I don't get it.
I think when you compare it, so they don't have active noise cancellation. When you compare it to the buds that have that, they're cheaper. But when you look at, like, Samsung's Galaxy Buds, what are the buds plus? 150?
Yeah, 150, I think.
So I think there's 30 more than those. And the Buds Plus lasts for what, like 11 hours?
11 hours. They have legit noise cancellation, legit ambient mode. They got touch. I mean, they got the assistant. I mean, like,
why are you
getting Pixel?
They don't have the cool assistant.
You can just, they have a readout. Yeah, like, and you can quickly... Okay, it might not be as cool, but like you can still just tap and get to your Spotify stuff. Like, I don't know, man. I think the Buds Plus are awesome. That's what I use.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you already bought the Buds Plus or you're considering them because they're cheaper, like, you might just want to do that. Like I said, I like these, but I don't know that I'm going to ever tell anyone, like, run out and buy these. There are some better, there's some better values to be had. Let's just say that.
Yeah, Todd in the chat says Buds Plus are decent but very buggy. Like, I don't know what bug you're referring to. I mean, like, I feel like they have an update every other day.
You're like a diehard Buds Plus.
Dude, user. I am not a diehard. I just think they're a very good product at that price, right? Considering how much some wireless buds cost, like, I think they actually deliver some damn good value and they sound really good.
They do sound really good,
So I'm just confused as to what he means by very buggy. Eli says, Tim, buds don't have active noise cancellation, same as Pixels. So not ANC, but they have good noise. Like, when you're talking about having a sealed kind of sound and things sounding good, they do very well in that department, I think. Much better than, like, AirPods or whatever the hell those are called. I keep wanting to call them iPods, but those existed 10 years ago.
If you want actual built-in noise cancellation, you have to go, like, 250, like AirPods Pro, I think might, and there's like some Sony ones, but look, I'm not paying $300 for buds, no way.
Yeah, no way. All I'm saying is Galaxy Buds Plus sound good. And if you have a Samsung phone, which majority of Android users do, they pair nicely with those devices. So that's all I'm saying. Yeah. I want Pixel Buds. I'm just not paying $180. Yeah.
I'm telling you, we'll see like a good like $30 discount pretty soon.
Sure. Wow. And then I might pick it up.
They haven't made enough. I don't think they've made enough. Like, I don't think they can make enough of these. So maybe it'll be a little while. It might be Black Friday or back to school or something where they finally ramp up production. Once they do and they go on sale, sure, everyone buy them. But right now, $180, you know, if you got the money, sure, but.
It's so weird how the pandemic throws everything off, right? Like, is there even going to... there probably won't be your typical back to school this year, which is all... It's just very interesting. Like, a lot of colleges are saying they just aren't starting in the fall. So, at least not in person.
Online. Yeah, they're doing online.
Yeah. So, very, very weird things are going to happen this year, I think, in terms of how our usual sales.
Yeah.
So...
For sure. Like, Prime Days, I think, so far canceled. I don't know if they've confirmed that, but everyone just assumes
Prime Day. Oh, no, not Prime Day.
Right. Prime Day have already happened, or is that in June? I can't remember when Prime Day is.
I don't know, actually.
Here's some buds I will tell you not to buy. Straight up. This is the Surface Buds, for anyone who's wondering what the hell these are. These are Microsoft's $200 Surface Buds. I got these. They launched this week. Grabbed a pair. Figured I'd test them out. They're big and goofy looking, but I was like, oh, they're big and goofy. Maybe they'll sound amazing. I use them for... 30 minutes, got an update, used them for more. They sound so basic and blah. Surface Buds, do not buy these. Straight up, the touchpads on them aren't great. The sound is kind of really what killed it, though. I mean, like, Google's Pixel Buds are $20 cheaper than these and 100 times better. So anyway, Surface Buds, they're already in the box because... I've already printed the return shipping label. So, yes, sir. Don't buy these. Do not buy Microsoft's Surface Buds. They're not good.
Unless you're a Microsoft employee who probably gets them for like next to nothing.
Yeah, if you get them for half off, maybe. I don't even think I'd pay $100. I'm telling you, I put them in my ear and went, all right, the audio is just a little weird. Oh, and the Surface Audio app has an equalizer, which is fun, right? Because everyone complained about that with the Pixel Buds. They're like, there's no equalizer. I changed their equalizer as many times as I could to every different profile of music. Pop is the only one that produced a decent sound, and it still wasn't good enough.
Mm.
And I did like the earbud swap. I'd like put in Pixel Buds, put in those, and it just, everything is so lifeless and blah.
Rashad asks a very interesting question. Would y'all say that Google makes great hardware for everything except for phones? It's pretty close. I mean, I actually think the phone hardware is good. There's usually just problems, right? Like the battery or the Soli radar chip, like unnecessary things, little things like that. However, mostly their hardware is great. We used to think Google made the best hardware because they had things like the Pixel Book or like that first generation Chromebook Pixel, which was like legit hardware. Even the new Pixel Book seemed like good hardware. It was just the overall software experiences are just really garbage. So I think for the most part, Google makes really good hardware, even in the phones.
Nice, the Pixel 4, the actual builds of them, nicest phones they've built in a while. I mean, the Pixel 3, I think were nicely designed phones. I mean, I know the notch thing. I'm just saying, like, when you hold those, they felt like nice premium phones. The Pixel 4 is one of the nicer feeling phones. That sort of soft touch finish on the glass and the sides, it feels great. I think they actually make nice phones. The problem is, like, internally pricing, leaving specs out, doing whatever. Yeah, that I think the Pixel 4 was their nicest built phone. The Nest Hubs and the Minis and all that stuff, and their Pixel Book. I haven't used a Pixel Book Go. I'm sure it's nice. They do make nice hardware. The Nest guys make nice stuff, but that's like a whole different thing. Like, Nest has always made really premium stuff. I don't know if they're made in similar places at this point, but Nest has always made. All right, big YouTube music news.
No such thing.
I know, right? So YouTube Music and Google Play Music finally have announced that YouTube Music is ready for your Google Play Music library. So if you're one of those people who's been using Google Play Music forever and you thought about maybe switching over to YouTube Music, but you were like, no, I can't just transfer all of my stuff, that is finally happening. So not today, but soon they're going to roll out a notification. You'll probably get an email that says, hey, you're ready to transfer all your stuff to YouTube Music if you want. Or we might be able to force it, actually. If you go to YouTube or music.youtube.com/transfer, I think is what the URL is. It tells you if your account's ready to make the switch. I haven't found anyone who's actually been, has anyone in the chat been given the option to make that transfer? Either way, you're going to have to at some point because they're going to shut down Google Play Music at some point this year, probably at the end of the year. So if you are using Google Play Music and you've been waiting, the transfer happen thing is coming very soon. If you don't want to and you want to stick with Google Play Music, you have probably until, I don't know, this fall or something, maybe a little bit later. And then they're going to shut you down and force you onto YouTube Music. So you need to decide if you want to use that or Spotify or something else.
Google, why are you so bad at this stuff? Good God, man.
YouTube Music was announced like 2 years ago. And
I swear it was like 2014.
It might even be three. It's at least two.
Dude.
Once this happens, they say everything will roll over. So we're talking... Google Play Music history and content as well as podcasts. Anyway,
Jackson. It's music.youtube.com/transfer is the URL.
Yeah, music.youtube.com/transfer. And it'll tell you like if your account is ready or not.
I just checked mine and it still just says soon.
Yeah.
I hate soon.
I've tried two accounts and neither of them say I can do it. So.
Yeah, just go for Spotify, man. Wait, hold on. All right, Ben tweeted the same thing. I get Spotify and YouTube Premium for $267 each. How, dude?
It's because he's splitting it with like six people. He's got a family account, and each of them pay $267, right? I mean, that's what you're doing right then.
Dude.
Which you could do. Like, I guess I could ask my brother to send me like $3 a month, and he could have access to Spotify and our family. Yeah, so he's just doing
sure. Yes, I don't, I let my mom just have access to my YouTube, like, TV account. Like, I don't care. Like, and my brother, like, I don't care. I'm not going to ask people to, like, help me pay for the stuff. I don't care.
It's a workaround. Maybe I should. A lot of people are doing, yeah. I mean, like I said, like, I could probably do the same with my brother and my mom. Just be like, hey, send me, like, $5 and you guys can have access.
I can't do that during a pandemic, though, dude. But hey, mom, I know you're like super high risk, but do you have $5 a month or, you know, whatever?
So that's what he's doing. I think a lot of people actually do it, like roommates and stuff like that, for sure.
Roommates for sure. Yes, and I agree. Ben Jacobs, very deceptive individual, trying to say that he gets that stuff for that cheap. Very deceptive.
Not a Ben. Fan.
Dude. Yeah, I asked him on Twitter. I was like, but how? And I never heard back. So not cool, Ben. Not cool.
so funny. So YouTube Music, I spent an evening with it this week. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to check it out. I'm going to see if YouTube Music is excellent. The tough thing is my library's not there yet. So I can't be like, yeah, I love it. What I will say, though, this is going to sound really shocking, possibly, is, you know, the little toggle. Have you ever opened YouTube Music?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay. So the little toggle when you listen to a song where you can flip to the video, I was enjoying the hell out of that because I don't watch music videos ever anymore. I don't have time, I don't think, and I forget that they exist. But if you're listening to a playlist, you just open them and go, oh, is there a video for this? And you can see like whatever weird videos people are making now. So that was fun for a second. It also puts lyrics like right there. There's like a tab. You can just flip over if you want to check lyrics. Whereas Spotify, I keep thinking there's lyrics built in, but I can't ever find them anywhere. So the video built in if you're bored, and the lyrics are handy because they're there. And the app actually wasn't that bad. We'll see once my whole library can transfer over what I think about that. But my initial impression this week was I don't hate it. I did hear somebody complain about the audio quality, even when it's set at high, is awful. And I don't know. I haven't listened to it with really good headphones, so I don't know.
I want to say I hate it, but like, I'm
so
just
you should
tired
do what I did. You should like sit, like you're sitting on the couch this weekend, and just go through like a playlist, and just like what I found is, yeah, I was like, oh, I wonder if there's a video, and then I like looked at some lyrics about whatever, and then I kind of like it's. Like the UI is clearly one of Google's more modern, where you can flip around between stuff and the colors change. And I was like, I don't hate this. I'm surprised to say that.
I'll try. Like, it took me forever to get used to Spotify, and yeah. I still hate Spotify.
Yeah, I don't love Spotify either.
The way Spotify handles cues and the way cues are managed when you're casting music, holy hell, it breaks the entire system. If you try and change the track before the phone is synced back up to the casting, it'll stop playing on the speaker, it'll start playing on your phone, and then the speaker starts going like, oh, your music account has been disconnected, blah blah, and you want to chuck the phone into the wall, and you can't because you're in the shower and you're like, what the hell's going on, and it just stops playing randomly. So Google Cast sucks, like, you know, sometimes with Spotify, and I don't know, man, it just took me forever to get my library built up. And now I have to wait for it to transfer over. And like, life sucks.
Well, and at this point, I have spent years not adding to my Google Play Music library. All my current stuff is in Spotify. So making the transition back or whatever. Anyway, once my library goes to YouTube Music, I will give it some good run and try to report back to you guys. But what I will say so far, again, I did it for a day or a night. And I was like, okay, this is kind of fun, but we'll see. I'm gonna leave it at that. We shall see.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll give it a shot. You know, it's my freaking job. So
plus, I'm still paying that original $7.99 price for it, which
Flossarelli says third world problems, dude. No, that's a first world problem. Unfortunately, yeah, that's definitely just a me problem. I know other people don't like the way cues are handled in Spotify. I know I'm not alone. So
Spotify's app, actually, I don't really like that much.
I think it's bad.
Yeah, I don't really like the app that much. I like their desktop app, okay, because it's a dedicated app. And I can control multiple like places kind of from whatever I connect to, which I like. But yeah, I don't really like the Android app.
How about not being able to scroll back through a queue after that song is played? Once that song has played and it's gone from the queue forever, unless you click back, but you don't want to click back because you're listening to a song. Like, the way queues are in Spotify is ass. It's real bad. I know it's stupid of me to rant on, man, but it sucks.
You're not lying. I don't love the app either. And the casting experience on it.
Who works at Spotify? Get them on the phone. I want to talk to them.
You know, Spotify is like notorious for introducing stuff to iOS first. They're one of those companies, right? Like, iOS gets all the fun stuff first. So, yeah.
Let me guess. Tim Cook's on the board. Probably. Ooh. Big whoop-de-doo. The fact that Tim Cook is on Nike's board triggers me like none other, dude. It is wrong. A lifestyle company like Nike, you just make shoes and stuff. Should not limit their product, their good stuff, to iOS, man. It's so rude. Like, come on.
They make We're not second Apple class Watch.
Over here.
There's a Nike Apple Watch.
I know, man. It makes me sick. And they should at least make a Fitbit. Well, I'm not saying they should make a Wear OS watch because that would be a waste. But like, just the fact that they're so Apple and Nike are so tight,
yeah,
makes me really mad. I used to be a big Nike fanboy, but I've kind of fallen out of love with them. Same. I'm more into the Adidas now.
Same.
Preach.
That's what you get, Nike.
Yeah.
All right, switching up just for a second. Microsoft Surface Duo specs have reportedly leaked, and you know, they sound somewhat underwhelming. The guys at Windows Central posted Snapdragon 855, which is whatever. Flashers processor. They probably did it because Qualcomm's forcing 5G with the 865, so they probably didn't want to do it. 6 gig RAM, a single 11 megapixel camera for both selfies and rear guys at f2.0. 64 or 256 gig storage, fingerprint reader, 3460 milliamp hour battery, USB-C port, obviously the dual displays. We don't have to spend a ton of time on this, but there was a time where I was kind of excited for this device just because it was different. Like, it was going to be something, it was from Microsoft, it's in their Surface line, which makes premium stuff. Except, of course, I now have tried this Surface product, which sucks, so I know that not all Surface products are great. This actually doesn't sound great. I mean, the processor aside, I don't really care. 6 gig of RAM for a device that's running Android. And it's supposed to be like the ultimate multitasker, right? You have two displays. We're switching between stuff and running this app and video chatting while we're running Office or whatever. All these things, 6 gig RAM does not seem like enough. I mean, like Motorola and Samsung and OnePlus are like, guys, we're putting at least 8, if not 12 in our phone. Like, this phone has 12. This also has a bigger, this phone has a bigger battery than Microsoft's double screened Surface. So it's not official, but I'm just going to throw it out there that the Surface Duo probably sucks. And that's sad to say. I was excited for the Microsoft entry into Android. Now, not so much.
You
have no thoughts on the Duo. You never cared, right?
Never cared. I looked at it and I was like, that doesn't look cool at all. So I just, it wasn't even on my radar.
I mean,
I'm more of a Galaxy Fold guy.
You know, see, I think when they announced it, I was just going through Galaxy Fold stuff and I was like,
yes,
I like this. Actually, when they first announced it, I didn't really care. And then as they sort of trickled out some news about it, I went, yeah, I kind of think that looks fun. Now, you know, it's like it can take phone calls. So it's supposed to be your phone. And they put a single, like, you know, the camera is garbage. You know, it's like essential level camera in that thing. So good luck ever taking a picture.
Yeah.
It's going to, maybe Gen 2. Will be fine. Okay. A couple other things to quickly run through before trivia. LG Velvet is official in Korea. I think you can buy it in Korea. They have not announced anything for the US. I kind of doubt that it's ever coming here, but maybe it will.
It will.
If it does, I don't think I care. And by then it'll be too late and there will be so many other phones that I don't think it'll really matter.
Well, look at you, Mr. Cool Guy.
Shooting straight here. TCL has a couple of new phones out. Wait, are they out this week or no? They're
pre-order? Yeah, the 19th.
Oh, the 19th. So the TCL 10 Pro and the TCL 10L? Did I get that right?
TCL 10 Pro, TCL 10 11.
10L. 11? 10L. So TCL, you guys TCL probably know 11. Them mostly from their TVs, I'm assuming. Oh.
People mostly I'm so confused.
TCL 10L.
Yes. Yeah, and TCL 10 Pro.
Yeah, you said TCL 10 11. I was like, wait, I'm so confused.
Oh, man, I'm confused. Never mind.
So I think people mostly know TCL for TVs. I think they make a whole bunch of stuff. But these are their phones that they introduced at CES that people got weirdly excited about. And they were like, oh, these are going to be great. They're coming to the US. They're going to be super cheap. It's going to be awesome. I'm not going to lie. I ignored all of that talk at CES. But you, do you have one of these?
It's on the FedEx truck awaiting. I'm waiting for delivery.
So Tim will have a TCL 10 Pro. TCL 10 Pro. Big old full HD display, Snapdragon 675, 6 gig RAM, 128 gig storage, in-display fingerprint reader, quad camera setup, 4,500 milliamp hour battery, Android 10, and whatever TCL's UI is on top. It looks pretty minimal, I think. Well, how much is this thing? 450?
450, baby. I mean, so, this is the one.
So the thing is, this phone sounds okay on paper. And then you know the Pixel 4a is coming in 2 weeks for potentially 350 or even $50 cheaper. I'm not buying this thing over a Pixel 4a any day.
No one should buy this thing. This is a partially state-owned Chinese phone. Like, I can't believe this thing's even being released in the U.S. No knock on Chinese phones or China. I'm just saying, like, you know, if they had a problem with Huawei, we should probably have a problem with TCL too. So I'm just a little surprised by all this. They make some decent TVs. I'm sure I've never used one. I don't know who's buying this over the Pixel 3a or the 4a, excuse me. However, with all that being said, I've got one coming. I'm going to check it out. I'll let y'all know if it's good. I'll be very impartial towards it. $450 seems like a pretty darn good price for what you're getting. I mean, on paper, it's got some pretty darn good specs. Then also, and I forget my last point, but it'll be here soon. I'll unbox it. We'll have a video up on the site, blah, blah, blah. It'll be good.
Like, to be honest, looking at this, I would buy all those Motorola One phones probably over this every day. It's at least just Motorola versus TCL. I don't know. Like, there was some weird excitement around these phones at CES. Everyone was like, yeah, this is cool. TCL's making phones and they sound really good and they're going to be super cheap. And I was like, dude, they're TCL phones.
Yeah, it's TCL. Like,
yeah, we buy their cheap $200 TVs, but do you want? There's no way this thing's gonna get more than six updates.
Well, yeah, I mean, including all the monthlies, but yes. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, very nice people. I've been working with their PR to try and get us a phone and all that. And they were very nice. And well, because they have TCL US, right? So they got their US subsidiary or whatever. And they, I'm sure they're fine. So we'll see. I'm not excited. I'm not like over like, hey, can't wait to get my TCL phone. Like, it's just like, oh, my other point was, I'm glad there's another player in the game, right? We're dropping, right? Like, if the Android industry is like a team, right, we've been losing players. And so it's good to have some reinforcements off the bench. I'm not saying TCL is, you know, Pippen or, you know, they're not going to be a starting five player, but they're going to give you some solid production off TCL's the bench, definitely possibly. John Bushler, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. Not going to trash on it yet.
Nope.
Although Ben says, nope, I checked the review. It's trash. Yeah, I mean, dude, I don't know what anyone's expecting for $450 from a Chinese manufacturer. The problem is when you lump, we can't lump all Chinese manufacturers together, right? Because OnePlus is one of those manufacturers. And they make great phones.
Huawei makes really good phones. They just, the U.S. government.
Exactly. Exactly. Because you have to follow the money in that situation. But we won't get into that. So, I mean, of course, everyone's trashing the camera. I mean, the camera's got to be totally bad, right?
So we'll don't worry, Tim will spend like 10 minutes with it. We'll probably never talk about them again. But we were at least curious. We wanted to at least take a look.
Exactly. We're going to unbox it. The unboxing will get about 10,000 views, and we'll never talk about it ever again. It's just not worth the time. So that's that.
Okay, final topic. Kind of a spicy one. I know we're over trivia is delayed. We'll get to trivia. Today we were just talking about how, you know, the Pixel line sucks, or it doesn't suck. It's just been kind of a disaster. And we went, which was the worst purchase from Google? Was it when they bought Motorola and then sold them off for pennies to keep patents? Or was it when they bought HTC's Pixel team? Like, which was the worst purchase for Google? Cause neither one have, you know, been great. Like the Motorola one, they made a couple of phones, which we liked, but the world didn't. And then they went, this sucks, and then sold it and kept the patents and sold it for nothing, right? I mean, they spent a lot of money on Motorola and the patent, because it was like the height of the patent war, right? Is when they bought Motorola. And they were like, yeah, we really just wanted those patents. And they shipped Motorola off to Lenovo, and it's been not great since. They bought HTC's Pixel team, which you pointed out today in your write-up that it really feels like Google was just doing HTC a favor. Like, look, we get it. You don't have any money because you're a failing company. Here's $1 billion. Let us have some of your employees.
And dude, it was like 1,000 engineers, right? 1,000.
Like, here's $1 billion to let the cash build up so you guys can remain functional as a VR company.
Yeah, and for 5 months.
And we'll take some of that talent. We're pretty sure the talent helped. I think it was the 3A was the first phone. And then the 4, for sure, they'd been there. I mean, I don't know that we know the for sure fine details of how integrated the HTC Pixel team has been or whatever. Either way, the Pixel line, it's going this way. Like, we're not going this way. We're going this way. So which is worse, HTC purchase or Motorola? What has chat mostly been saying? It looks like HTC.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, people don't even know what they got for the HTC purchase. And, like, really, like, neither do we, right? Like, at least with Motorola, we know that they got a large portfolio of patents. The only thing is we do not know is how much those patents have likely or potentially saved Google in terms of, like, litigation and all that stuff. Because when they did that, there was one company based out of Cupertino that was just suing everybody for everything. So, I mean, we don't know how much Motorola or Google saved, but dude, I mean, like in the black and white, the terms of the money for what they bought it for, then what they sold it for, it was like 12.5 to like 3 some odd billion. They lost billions, billions of dollars, money that all of us combined in our lifetimes times 100 will like never amount to. So,
For
stuff that like it's tucked away in like a file cabinet that just never gets looked at. Like,
it was very much a reactionary purchase to the time because everyone was suing each other. Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Well, so if you look at the Moto thing, they bought Moto and basically from scratch created Moto X and Moto X 2. And they had some cool things like the twisty camera and the always on, or not always on display, but Moto display. And they put in that coprocessor so it could do more like assistant sort of things or whatever. They had all these innovative ideas, and they did like the backs and all. And like Google did some cool stuff with those two phones from scratch, basically, right? And then they sold it because they just didn't want to deal with the headache, I think. And I think they were worried they were making Samsung mad that they were their own manufacturer or whatever. With this HTC team, first of all, we don't really know what the hell they bought.
They didn't buy anything,
yeah,
dude.
We don't actually know, right?
Because you can't, you can't buy human beings. So, like, it was really just a handout. It was like, here, we're going to say that these engineers work for us now. But I don't think they moved or anything like that. Like, they stayed in Taiwan. Like, they just went home.
They all retired or something. So
ridiculous.
So with that purchase, though, you got a team to with their expertise in phone making. HTC, whose phones have been failing forever. And what you did is you inserted them into basically the third generation of a line of phones. So again, Motorola, they started from scratch and built two pretty good phones. Pixel had already been 2 years old, and HTC had built the first two Pixel phones, right? The original Pixel was built by HTC, and then the smaller Pixel 2 was also. So HTC just kind of, if you bought their team, they were just kind of kept cruising, right? Like, they were still just, oh yeah, now we'll just take over the three, and we'll just keep going. And those phones have been absolute failures. So Motorola, we never saw where that went. And yes, they lost billions of dollars. The HTC thing seemed like it should have been an easy win. And I don't know. They're both bad.
Should have been a slam dunk deal. Nah.
Except that it was HTC's talent. Like, everyone kept going, well, they bought HTC's talent. They were the team that made the HTC One M7. What a success. No, the HTC One M7 and One M8 were not successes.
Like, they looked cool, though.
They looked cool.
BGR said they were the prettiest phones ever.
That's like four shows in a row where they've gotten a shout out, by the way. But it was like, everyone was like, they're so pretty. It's just metal and boom sound. Oh my God. And no one, that was like it was the beginning of the end for HTC. Right. And I think really Robert Downey Jr. was there, and there was boom sound. And it's just like, speaking of trajectories, HTC, like, this team didn't build successful phones. And Google's like, let's hire these guys. Like, so I don't know which is worse.
It wasn't a great, I mean, it was definitely, it had to have been just to help HTC. They were struggling. Really, I think they were going down, yeah, and they needed some runway. But like money, a cash injection, it doesn't help. It doesn't solve the underlying problem, and that is HTC stopped making good phones. So, I mean, look at the phones they put out since, right? You had, it's just been like these crypto phones. Like,
well, they don't make phones anymore. They just license.
Absolutely. Just sad. Just sad.
Like Charles said, HTC's making a comeback. They don't actually make phones. They just license their name.
Yeah, they license out their desire name. I wonder how much they make, how much are they making for that? Probably too much.
Probably. Like, we won't. If you see something that's supposedly an HTC flagship, it's just because they licensed the name to somebody, the brand. Like, they gave Google all of their whatever they had left, I believe.
Yeah.
Like, HTC doesn't actually make phones anymore.
Kylo Tech in the chat says, phone reviewers and tech channels really think they influence what the masses buy, and it's laughable. We are influencers, and I can guarantee we influence a ton of people.
We sure do. You know, I think you're discrediting a little bit. There's a reason that there's a pretty massive industry of people who review and look at phones, because people do care. I think if you want to rephrase that, it would be, you should never just trust one reviewer or one tech channel. Your opinion should always be based off of multiple things, multiple angles, multiple reviews, because then you might find some things you don't like. But I think they do actually influence. I mean, like, we still today, like yesterday, we had an email from a guy who's never emailed us before, who said, hey, when is your Motorola Edge Plus review coming out? Because I want to read that before I buy it. So I'm not saying we're the most influential. I'm just saying, like, people actually do read what we all write.
I hope you wrote him back and said, don't buy this phone. That's good. So I already printed out the return label.
So I don't. I'm not just trying to defend me because I'm in this industry, but people do read what we write and they do care what we say about stuff, which is why we try to take it pretty seriously. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And he follows up, says, no, I believe the people who watch these videos, yes, but majority of shoppers are walking into stores. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But with stores closed, you know, now who becomes more important, right? These tech influencers,
bring the money.
People need us, guys. Like, we're essential. Big time influencer essential, because people aren't able to walk into their stores and see. So we got to be on our game more so now than ever and really giving people good recommendations. So shout out to Kylo Tech for reminding us why we do what we do. And, we're going to get back to it. Kellen's going to do that Edge Plus review. He's going to tell you legit if you should buy that phone or not. I'm just going to go ahead and say no. And TCL coming up next. And I'm going to say no. And that's it. We're good. Peace. That's just too
funny. Too funny. All right, cool. Well, I think that's it. Do you guys want to win some prizes from the folks at Nimble who have supplied us with all the charging stuff?
Yeah, shout out to, I just passed 500 subscribers on my Timotato Reacts channel. Thank you all so much. On our way to 1 billion.
This is big time.
Thank you so much.
That happened.
Heck yeah.
Her exponential growth.
Oh, huge, huge. I mean, it's only been a week and a half or so, 2 weeks maybe. So, Cold Confession 13. And damn, another week, no Trump. He's there. He's back in a corner. He has Mardi Gras beads on and stuff. I don't want him suing me. So, we're just going to leave him in the corner. Anyway, trivia. Yeah, let me get my lights going. This is exciting times.
Nimble, for those asking, they make chargers, and they make power banks, and they make cables, and their stuff actually looks pretty nice. I haven't actually used it myself. I know you have some.
I have. Yeah. Nimble is awesome because what they're really big on is environmental friendliness and being conscientious of the materials they use for their products. So if you care about the trees, et cetera, the planet, et cetera, the coral reef, et cetera, check out Nimble. I think Verizon has partnered with them to start selling their accessories. So that's a big thing for Nimble. Definitely check them out. Nimble's awesome. I like them. And we've got some prizes from them. We have.
Are they the ones that you can like send your old stuff to and they like recycle it properly?
Yes.
Is that them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So with every product, they send along a return bag for the electronics in your junk drawer that you don't use. You can send it to them and they'll recycle it for free.
So they do some cool stuff like that.
They do some great stuff. Kylo Tech with a $20 dono bomb just blew up the spot. Thank you, Kylo Tech. Thanks with the heart emoji. Thanks,
love
man.
Love that.
Much appreciated.
Yeah, After you trash on our whole existence. I'm just kidding. I know what you're saying. Thanks for the 22.
Maybe he felt bad. We do appreciate, though. I was going to get my lights going now that I remember. Yeah, Nimble. I like Nimble.
Anyway, so Nimble, I think you were running down the prize list. But while you're doing the lights, if you have not done trivia with us before, it is trivia time. We have 5 questions. And if you're live in the chat on YouTube, we're going to post it on the screen. Tim's going to read it. You throw out the answer as quickly as you can. If you're correct and first on our screens, we will call your name out. You win a fabulous prize. And those prizes, if you're ready now, are.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
That's not a prize.
We got 18 watt power delivery fast chargers. This is when you plug into your wall. We have a very fancy USB-C to USB-C cable. For anyone who owns an iOS device, we have a lightning cable. So we will specify which question is for the lightning cable, because if you don't own a device compatible with lightning chargers, you probably shouldn't take a guess on it.
But if you're an iPad guy or you have a work iPhone, this is a chance to win a free high quality lightning
cable. Totally. We got a 10,000 milliamp hour power bank. That's dope. Your phone is going to last forever with that. And then we have a 10 watt wireless charger, which are very sick. They got this recycled cloth on them. They look dope. And I know someone's going to want that lightning cable. So let's get right to it.
Yeah, we'll tell you when that question comes.
Yeah, we will. We have it all ordered. Like we'll let you know which question is for which prize, so you can go for whichever. So, non-rev guy, believe me, people want this lightning cable. Okay, yo, relax. All right. Anyway, I am ready when you are.
Question number one is up now.
Oh, I should specify. Sorry, this is for the USB-C cable.
Everyone can see the question.
Yes, good. What does TCL stand for? Okay. Sorry, but like I gotta specify, man.
Oh yeah, you're supposed to specify. This is not the lightning cable.
No, this is for the USB-C cable. What does TCL stand for?
does anyone have this? Right.
Yeah, Stiffy got it, I think. Let me check.
Rashad.
Triple checking. We got to go with telephone communication limited.
Okay, was that Stiffy?
Stiffy.
Stiffy.
That was a struggle for us, but we got there. Really. Stiffy, congratulations. You just won yourself a fancy nimble USB-C cable.
Good job, Stiffy. Yeah. USB-C cable for you, Stiffy. Sorry.
Yeah, we were looking for the whole. Sorry, Rashad. We were looking for telephone communication limited. But that's all right. Maybe Rashad will win a lightning cable. So next up, our next question is for the lightning cable.
If you don't want a lightning cable, you may not want to answer because you can only win once per show.
Yes.
So if you're an Apple owner, iPad guy, iPhone guy, now is your chance to get a free lightning cable. If not, you may not want to answer.
Oh,
we'll give you all a second there to catch up on that.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we get prizes. Sometimes you just got to go with what we got.
Exactly. Hey, man, this is free stuff.
All right.
All right. I am ready for question number two.
All right. Question number two is up.
This is our lightning cable question. Who served as Motorola CEO once Google acquired the business in 2012? Again, who served as Motorola CEO once Google acquired the business in 2012? Oh, yeah, Rashad wants that lightning cable. Let's go. So, of course, it was Sanjay Jha before Google acquired in 2012, and then Dennis Woodside took over. Woodside. That's our boy, Dennis Woodside. And then he dropped all of us. Like we were just bastard children and went to Dropbox.
Yeah.
So
over Dropbox. I wonder what he's still doing. Woodside's still in the game?
He's gotta be, dude. I mean,
so Rashad, you got that.
Yeah. He's congratulations. Cool. You got a lightning cable.
Oh, he's the, nice. He's the president of Impossible Foods.
What? He's making bank.
What a beast.
Dude, that guy's good. I got to follow him. Like, whatever he dabbles into makes money.
March 2019, they created a position for the guy.
Congratulations, Dennis. And also, congratulations, Rashad. I wrote down your name in our script, and I put Rashad Woodside. So your last name is Woodside now. But congratulations. All right. Question number three. So question number three is for a 18-watt fast charger. Goes into your wall. It's awesome.
There's no more Apple products, so you're good.
You're welcome. Well, the wireless charger is technically an Apple product. I mean,
well, it would work with that, but I'm saying not like specifically.
The power bank too, but okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Question three is up now.
What was the code name for the Nexus 5? The LG made Nexus 5. What was the code name for the Nexus 5? Wah, 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 wah. Wasn't sailfish, wasn't swordfish, wasn't sunfish, wasn't bacon. There we go. Eli Kuznikov with the correct answer of Hammerhead.
Nice. Hammerhead was a good code name.
Eli the boss. Good job, Eli. Love that last name. We'll always love that last name.
It was a good one.
Starting it.
If there's one phone everyone wants like to be brought back, it's... Like, if there's one old Nexus, everyone's like, I wish they would remake a phone. It's the Nexus 5. And I'm fully behind that.
Seriously, dude. Nexus 5 in red. Hot mess.
That finish. That was one of the best soft touch finish phones.
In white design. Yeah. Well, the black was more soft, right? The white was a bit harder.
A little more polished, I think. The black was soft touch.
Yeah.
Good looking.
Good phones, man. Good phones. All right. For four, we have the 10,000 milliamp hour power bank. So this will work with both Android and iOS devices or your laptop or whatever, I think. Oh, yeah. So whatever. It's 10,000 milliamp hour. It'll last forever. So let's do this. Question number four, please.
All right. Question four is up now.
What processor powers the TCL 10 Pro, the $450 Chinese government-owned TCL 10 Pro? Partially Chinese government state-owned, excuse me. What processor powers the 10 Pro? Okay, we got a lot of answers here.
I'm looking.
Blood starts to boil. I think it's Nikhil. I'm seeing Nikhil with the correct answer first.
Yeah, I think that's the first one. Yeah. Nikhil. All right.
Yeah, Nikhil with the correct answer, the Snapdragon 675. Mm-hmm.
Snapdragon 675. Mm. That sounds like a processor from about 3 years ago, but I don't actually know that.
I think it's relatively new.
Is it?
It's like their latest Gen 600 series processor, I think.
Oh, yeah, 2019.
Yeah.
So it probably just came out, yeah, at the beginning of the year. Okay, take it back.
Yeah, Soccer Burn says allegedly state-owned. Definitely not allegedly. It is. But that's, I mean, every company Wikipedia over there, says, all those big ones are pretty much either or partially state-owned. So it's no big deal. It's not a bad thing. That's just how they do things over there.
All right, Nikhil, you got a 10,000 milliamp hour power bank.
Yeah, congratulations. For question number five, our last question, we have the wireless charger. This is a 10 watt wireless charger, so fast charging on certain devices, which is fantastic. I know every phone is like different though in terms of what they consider fast charging. Like, talk about a confusing system.
I think 10 watt was originally considered fast for wireless charging, but now like the
now it's like
15 or higher because of what OnePlus just 10 watts almost just normal wireless charging at this point. There's still some to do 5 watt, which if you charge something at five, think about charging a 5,000 milliamp hour battery at 5 watts.
5 watts. Brutal. Oh, good times.
All right.
Last question. Here we go. Question number five.
Question this number is five a toughie. Is up now.
So what was the original name of YouTube Premium? There's a few answers. We're looking for one in particular. This was, oh man, nice. I don't even have to explain. Soccer Burn with the correct answer of YouTube Red.
That fast. Soccer Burn, what kind of connection you got?
He's got the one. I mean, this is the way. Like,
people
good job,
knew the answer to that. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that. I was expecting. Took us like a month of research just to figure out like what YouTube because they had this thing called YouTube Music Key. And with the all, and then Google Play All Access and whatever that.
All Access and
Google, dude, that was
Music
so
Key. There was a bunch of key names back in the day, and then there was YouTube Premium Key. I swear there was a YouTube Premium Key too. And then there was YouTube Red. It was so confusing for a while. You guys are much smarter than we are.
Yeah, Porntub. It wasn't Porntub.
Good job, Zach.
Man, could you imagine if YouTube started hosting porn? Holy moly, they
the
would be the most
YouTube section.
Visited website in the history of the planet. Like, Pornhub is obviously number one, right. And then YouTube. But like, if they combine forces, YouTube buys Pornhub. Holy, that's Pornhub, the acquisition.
Pornhub by Google.
Oh, I mean, Pornhub actually might have the resources for that. Oh yeah, pretty good. Cool. Well, congratulations to all of our winners. We got Stiffy, Rashad, Eli, Nikhil, Soccer Burn.
Nice.
If y'all don't have it already, please email me. I'm going to set it into the chat right now. You're going to email me. We're going to verify who you are and what you do. And then we're going to send out your prizes when time permits. Obviously, you know, we all have to be very careful right now with going to the post office. But we'll get your prizes to you as soon as possible. I have them in-house, so they're ready to go. And yeah, Eli, you won the 18-watt fast charger. Stiffy won the USB-C cable. Rashad won the lightning cable. Eli, fast charger. Nikhil, 10,000 milliamp hour bank. And then Soccer Burn 55 with the wireless charger. Nice. not some bad stuff.
Shout out Nimble again.
Shout out Nimble. Shout out Ewin, my gaming chair. These are the ones right here, guys. You want to talk about influence? I think they've sold about 10 million of these chairs since we started using them. So it's pretty good. Pretty good.
20% off code Droid Life.
Code Droid Life.
I hope it still works.
Yeah, I think it's forever. It's in perpetuity or whatever. So we're good. Alex saying, did you guys see the Unreal Engine 5 tech demo? No.
I watched a little bit of it.
I don't care. I'm sort of like over it.
It's for PS5 though, so what they showed, at least I watched like the first 5 minutes or so. It was a pretty sweet demo. I mean, it was impressive. If you watch it, even if you don't, like, I don't know that much about that stuff. Even I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. Some of the details.
Yeah.
It's all about that lighting. It's all like engine people care about anymore is lighting, which I guess has probably been one of the most difficult things to solve. But now everyone's like, the lighting. It's all about that lighting.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be great. Like, I'll get it. I just don't care about seeing demos and stuff beforehand because, like, I want to see gameplay. I want to see some real stuff. So I'll obviously pick it up when it's out. I just got to trade in my Xbox One X. And I mean, talk about the biggest waste of money I've ever done. I mean, playing 4K Xbox, I could be literally doing the same thing and it would be the same experience on my old Xbox. So I don't know, it's whatever.
Yeah, is the Xbox One X a giant bust? Like, it didn't really do anything, right?
I mean it did 4K, but I mean, it's hard to say like what a bust is, right? Like, true. I mean, the PS4 sold better, or the PS4 Pro, or PS4. Dude, I don't even know. There's like, I'm just not into consoles that much, so well, and if I am, it's just Xbox. So but the PS5 looks good. Anyway, if you guys haven't checked it out, Tim has a secondary channel called Tim Otato Reacts. As a metal guitarist, I love discovering new music and listening to things. So feel free to head on over there, subscribe. We just surpassed 500 subscribers, so we only have a few thousand less than this channel. But we're growing at an exponential rate, and I hope to see all of you there. And we've been having a lot of fun. Thousands of views on video. Like,
you actually have quite a few damn views on some of those. It's pretty impressive.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah. And the quality's only going up. So I'm really putting more effort into the thumbnail game. So soon you're going to start seeing like the big, like, reaction faces. And
all. Tim's definitely going to start doing reaction face thumbnails. So be prepared for those.
Yeah. Bertzer says, are you going to do any non-metal? Absolutely. I'll do anything. Does not have to be metal. I'm doing like hard rock from Japan, an all-female band called Bandmaid, and they're kind of kick-ass, so definitely check that out.
Okay, I do not have any
you don't any plugs
content for you guys. No, I have absolutely nothing.
Bummer, bro. Yeah. You should get a hobby. Drinking beer. You could actually do like a beer review or wine review channel.
Oh, that is true. There we go. Dude. Helen reacts to beer and wine.
I like that.
No expert. I just drink it. All right.
Excellent. Well, thank you everyone for joining. My OnlyFans will be up soon.
Before long, if they YouTube keeps doing to you what they're doing to you.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Episode 233 in the books. We will, I don't know if we'll be back next week. We're kind of on an every other week thing because the news is what it is. I should have a Moto Edge Plus review though next week, if you guys actually care about that. Then we'll just be waiting for the 4A to show up. It'll be fun. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We will, we'll see you soon. Stay safe.
Bye guys. Love you.